can the data from dating apps be used?
Yeah, so there was a report out recently from the Norwegian Consumer Council that looked at a number of popular dating apps, including Tinder and Grindr. And what they found was actually a lot of the data that you supply, personal information, your location, etc., was essentially being used to fuel and feed the ad tech industry, which I think would come as a surprise to a lot of people using these apps.
Mm. Can you tell us a little bit about the ad tech industry and exactly what it is, how we engage with it every day?
Yeah, so it's kind of this idea that we have all these great services that we get for free, and the trade-off that many of us aren't fully aware of is that those services are gathering our data to build really detailed profiles of us, often in real time as well, and then selling those that information to companies to target you with advertising, for example. So when we're using services like Facebook, for example, it's obviously a very detailed picture of you being built up by your likes, things you view, and similarly with some of these dating apps, things such as the questions we answer when we're trying to find someone, which can be quite personal. You know, it can be sort of our political views, our, whether we've engaged in taking drugs, for example, and so that's. That's really your digital twin that's being built up, and it's a lot more detailed, I think, than people realize, other than perhaps the creepy feeling we have when we're targeted with really specific ads through these platforms.
And that's, I guess, how people can be manipulated by their own data, manipulated into a kind of purchasing or engaging with products based on what algorithms have decided you need.
Yeah, that's it. So it's this picture that is built up from you providing all this information, this personal data, is really detailed. So some of the segmentation that goes on might look at is this person interested in treason, for example, or has this person been sexually assaulted in the past? Like, it's really the segmentation's really specific and detailed, a lot more so than you might imagine. And so having this real-time sort of location data fed in through apps like Tinder can mean that those platforms, those ad tech companies, can really target you with when your defenses are down, when you don't aren't necessarily aware of the full picture that they have of you, to target you with those ads.
You're just out there looking for a date.
Yeah.
How can people navigate data privacy when the company's terms and conditions can be so long and at times very vague? I'm sure not everyone is reading through all of the terms and conditions when they download Tinder on their phones. How can we find out what our data is being used for and by whom? Is there any real way to navigate this world?
Yeah, so I looked at a few of those terms and conditions on some of the popular dating apps. And one thing is when you download an app through the Play Store or the Apple Store, there's sort of terms and conditions you would accept when you, install those marketplaces, that you will accept the conditions of any of the apps you download. There's sort of an implied consent. So, for example, when you first install an app like Tinder, you don't actually see any of the terms and conditions that you've agreed to. There's an implied consent that you just agreed to the conditions.
Mm.
And those conditions are to the effect of, well, one, we don't warrant or represent that the service we're offering you is error-free or secure. And if something goes wrong, you have no recourse, basically. So I think it's really, there's a question maybe of whether those contracts are fair, one, and also is it reasonable to expect people to be able to negotiate the terms?
Mm. Mm. I understand that the CSIRO's Data 61 team are currently working on a type of encryption that would alert users of an app when their data is being used by a third-party company. Just quickly, how would this work, and could it be available to the public, you know, relatively near in the future?
There's a range of companies and people pushing this idea, including Tim Berners-Lee, for example, of giving control back to people when they're interacting with applications on the web. So the idea is broadly called self-sovereign identity, and that's the idea that you would be able to control who has access to your data under what terms. And we have been working on some components to that, and we're certainly hoping to get that out there to the public as soon as we can, because we realize that I think a lot of people working in that space realize that the status quo is quite broken, and maybe what's needed is an infrastructure that is built in such a way that people cannot be taken for a ride as they are currently.
Gosh, that is a very, very, very important work that you're doing over there. You're so right. People, the status quo is really broken when it comes to this. Unfortunately, Hugo, we'll have to leave it there. But thank you so much for joining us this morning. Really appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.